This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat basketball on K98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it is Newark Wildcat basketball here on K98.7, and do we have one in store for you tonight. The top two teams in Central Ohio will be getting it on as the Wildcats play host to the Jaguars of Hilliard-Bradley. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy Saturday evening, and it might be frigid outside with the snow and the temperatures below zero, but it will get very warm here in the Jimmy between these two teams, and this very well could be a regional final matchup to send one of these teams to the state tournament at the University of Dayton down the road. But first things first, who wants to get bragging rights tonight? The Cats come in still undefeated, 17-0, after they won last night at Canal Winchester by a final of 77-41. Cats led 31-20 at halftime, but then a third quarter barrage where they outscored the Indians 26-11 put the game away. Four players in double figures for Newark last night. Ty Gilbert led the way with 24 points. Zach Meister had 13. Tybron Brooks added 12. And Jake Quackenbush with a double-double, 11 points and 13 rebounds. The Cats are 11-0 here on Gary Walters Court. This is the best start to a season since they started 18-0 back during the 2016-2017 campaign. And they're getting it done offensively and defensively, scoring 66 points a game, giving up only 42. And back to that defense. Folks, I know I talk about it every time we do a game, but it is so unbelievably impressive what they're doing defensively. 13 of 17 games this year, the opponents have scored under 50 points. Eight of those games, almost half, have scored under 40. And that almost went to nine last night, except Canal Winchester got to 41. Two of the 17 games have not been double-digit wins for Newark. No team has scored over 60 points this year. It has just been amazing what they're able to do on the defensive end on the floor. And now offensively, they're shooting about 51% from the field, 77% from the line, and 43% from three-point range. So they're shooting the ball well, and they're playing excellent defense. But it will be a challenge tonight against the Jaguars. Hilliard-Bradley has won six in a row since they lost to Olentangy Orange. Last night, they took care of Hilliard-Davidson by a final of 62-37. Their only other loss was the second game of the season when they fell to Cincinnati LaSalle by only 4 points. They can also put points up on the board. They average about 60 points a game and defensively give up only 45. This has been a pretty good matchup over the last several years. The last five meetings, Bradley leads the series 3-2. Newark won last year at Bradley 47-44 as Jake Quackenbush hit a buzzer beater to get the victory. The last time these two teams met here at the Jimmy was 2 years ago, and Bradley won handily 51-31. Last year, the Jaguars were only 8-15, so they have turned it around, almost doubling their win total from last year, just one away from that, and hopefully Newark will keep that at one and get their 18th victory without a loss tonight. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but it should be interesting. How close are these teams in the polls? The RPI, which will determine the seeding for the tournament, right now in the Central Ohio District, Newark is first, Hilliard-Bradley second. In the Mats Prep Poll in Division 1, Newark is third, Bradley fourth. Central Ohio's Mats Prep Poll, Newark first, Bradley second. You see a pattern here, boys and girls? And finally, in the overall Ohio rankings, where it takes a look at everything in match preps, Newark is fourth, Bradley 10th. The USA Today Ohio Super 25 poll, Newark third in that, and Bradley 10th as well. So these two teams have earned the respect of their counterparts and media across the state. And this should be a very, very intriguing matchup coming up this evening here at the Jimmy. Earlier tonight, we had the Newark Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and six individuals were inducted into the Newark Athletic Hall of Fame. We'd like to recognize those in just a moment here. The late Aaron Brown, who was a 1989 graduate, was a standout football player for Newark and earned a scholarship to play at Wisconsin. Patrick Carter, 1982 grad from Newark High School, a member of the football and track teams, including the co-championship football team back in 1980. Judy Davis, a 1974 grad. She was a standout track athlete, first for the Newark area JC's Junior Olympics and later for the Ohio Women's AAU Track Club. She was inducted this evening. Also, Justin Morseth, a 94 graduate, was a three-sports star, earning seven letters for the Wildcats. He played football for Denison before a decorated career in the U.S. Army and did serve in the Iraq War. Also making it, Vernon Williams, who played three sports here in Newark and was a 1948 graduate of Newark High School. And finally, the late Darius Shackelford, a 2015 graduate, a three-sports star for the Wildcats. He earned all-league honors as a receiver and all-Ohio honors in 2014, all-conference for basketball in 2015, and all-conference and all-district honors for the baseball team as well in 2015. He played football at Youngstown State before he unfortunately passed away in a car crash in 2021. So congratulations to all of those individuals and their families for a very special night here at Newark High School being inducted into the Newark Athletic Hall of Fame. Up next, we'll hear from Newark head coach Jeff Quackenbush as we get ready for the Wildcats and the Jaguars exclusively here on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show as you get ready for the big showdown between Newark and Hilliard-Bradley. Happy to be joined by Newark head coach Jeff Quackenbush. And coach, before we look back at last night's game and tonight's matchup, Hall of Fame night, always a very special night here in Newark within the Newark community. I know it's a busy week, but this is a pretty special evening.
Yeah, and we have a great class going in. And, you know, we talk a lot about tradition, and not just in the basketball program, but all of our sports. So it's always good to see people come back. And we have, you know, people coming from out of town. So it'll be an exciting night.
It almost is like a homecoming or something like that. I mean, this is something that, again, the community and everyone really does look forward to, whether you're having a family or friend member inducted or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people have been here watching games, no matter what sport, for many years. So they get a chance to see the people that they used to watch a long time ago.
Interesting week. No school all week. Did that anticipate or change anything from a practice standpoint or a mental standpoint for the kids for last night?
Well, we were able to practice Tuesday through Thursday, which a lot of schools weren't right. able to. In Central Ohio, so we were able to get in here and get the kids moving around. But we need to get back in a routine. We need to get back to school. That'll be better for everybody, including me.
Many parents at home, too. You're right.
Yes.
Okay, so last night, big win at Canal. Maybe a little bit of a slow start, 31-20 at halftime, but you came out gangbusters in the third quarter and put that one away.
Yeah, I thought we wore them down in the second half and give them some credit. They made some shots in the first half. Our kids needed to wake up a little bit after halftime, and we did that. And, you know, our kids have responded when we've had some slow starts before. Tonight is not a night you can have a slow start. They can score a lot of points real fast, so we'll have to be ready to go for 32 minutes.
But you've got to like four players in double figures and a really good balance.
Yeah. Our kids are sharing the ball and moving the basketball. We had too many turnovers in the first half, only had two in the second half, so we'll have to have the same tonight.
In talking to a couple of sources that we both know, we were looking at key players for tonight's game, and Tybron comes up a lot, and I was going to go with Zach, and boy, he had a nice game last night. I mean, he seems, we talked about it a few games ago, his feel and comfort level really seems to be getting better each and every game.
Yeah, and he's not forcing anything. You know, he gets some offensive rebounds, he makes wide open shots when they're available. But his effort, his physical and mental effort is what's continuing to improve. And that's a lot of sophomores because beginning of the year, you're thinking a lot because the game's going so fast. So he's playing much better.
What do you look at from Bradley tonight? What concerns you most about this ball club coming in red hot, 15-2?
Yeah, well, they have three really good guards. Mirgon is a junior. Norris is a sophomore. And then Reed is also a sophomore. They all played last year, but they all can score. They can put it on the floor and get to the basket. They run really good offense. They don't turn it over. Really well-coached team. So we'll have to play well to win.
Certain point number you're looking for, do you want to go up-tempo? Do you want to take it back a little bit? Or does it maybe just to see how this game goes in that first and second quarter?
Well, they're really good half-court defense, so we're going to need to score in transition and put some pressure on their defense. So that is not, you know, I don't really pick a score. I just want us to be up more than one or more than none, I guess, at the end of the game. So see how the game goes and see what type of tempo we can get going.
And no rest for the weary. I mean, after this, you're on the road for three more huge games in the OCC Buckeye. And I guess, again, something we've talked about, it's nice to have that senior leadership when you have a gauntlet coming up starting tonight like you do.
Yeah, and our kids' effort on the road has been great. I'll be honest, as the AD, I like road games. I guess get on the bus and everything takes care of itself. So our kids have played well on the road and honestly played well at home. So with six seniors, you expect that.
Should be a fun one tonight. Thank you, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind, all season long, and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenway Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Fenway Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Fenway Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at finksqualityautos.com.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
The Newark Wildcats getting ready to entertain the Hilliard Bradley Jaguars. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back at the Jimmy. Got a couple minutes to go before we get the tip-off of tonight's game between Bradley and Newark after the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. We talked about Newark's offense and how tremendously improved it has been over last year. Right now, you've got three players averaging in double figures. Tybron Brooks at 14.5 per contest. Ty Gilbert at 15.5 per game. And Jake Quackenbush just over 20 points per game, but Jake also averaging a double-double with 11.5 rebounds, and the Cats just shooting lights out from the field and the floor, which has been a huge, huge advantage to go along with their great defense. But you've also got role players that are starting to increase their point production a little bit. We talked about it in the pregame with head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Zach Meister really coming on as a sophomore. It's up to 5 points per game, and you're thinking, oh, that's really not that big of a deal. He's been in double figures two out of the last four games, so he's really starting to get comfortable in his role, and you're going to be scouting the three we mentioned, Gilbert, Quackenbush, and Brooks. And if you can get that consistent four score, that's going to make this great team that much better. So Meister is coming along, and we don't talk a lot about him, but we should. Alex Irvin Royster, 3 points a game, but he's shooting 51% from the field, but he continues to get rebounds and steals and causes a lot of havoc out there. He usually will be put on the best player on the other team. We'll see who he goes tonight against Hilliard Bradley, but he just makes life so uncomfortable for them and how they want to get into their offense. He continues to be second on the team in rebounds, third on the team in steals, and just is kind of the do-everything type of guy for Newark. So those are just some of the players to watch out for tonight, but this will be, again, an interesting challenge for the Cats. And it's the third time that they have played back-to-back games this year. And they've done, well, we know they're undefeated, so they've been very, very impressive. Just last week, they had Logan here at home. Then they went to Olentangy Orange, the Division I defending state champ, and won that game by 6. Here you are on the road last night against Canal Winchester, and you take care of that. Earlier this year, the win over Pitt Central, and then winning against Afrocentric right after that. So it's not like the second game of these back-to-backs have been slouches by any stretch. We talked about Orange, defending state champ. This team right here in Hilliard Bradley, they're going to be a team to reckon with come tournament time, and Afrocentric has been a very, very good basketball team. So no rest for the weary, like we talked about, but this newer team seems to be mentally in place of where they need to be and ready to accept any challenge that comes their way. But Bradley, they're looking forward to this matchup because while we talked about the rankings, they're still kind of under the radar with some people. A lot of folks thought after their loss to Orange, well, maybe they're not as good as what they thought. They've righted the ship with that 6 victories in a row and really are blowing everybody out. In fact, 3 of their 15 victories have only been less than 10 points. So they've blown a lot of people out of the water, their first place in their OCC matchup as well. So this is a tournament game. There's no other way to look at it. This is to scout, to see who's going to be what come tournament time, and that's exactly why you schedule this type of contest. We'll have it for you next. Bradley in Newark, right here on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Create stunning graphics and print products for your business with Shamrock Printing. Shamrock Printing is your local printing and design specialist. Shamrock Printing's state-of-the-art equipment provides high-end quality printing, custom apparel, banners, yard signs, stickers, wide format printing, and endless possibilities, all at competitive prices. For local printing service, choose Shamrock Printing, 82 South 3rd Street in Newark, or see shamrockprinting.com. Shamrock Printing, we are green in more ways than one.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
It is standing room only here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Hilliard Bradley, their fans making the trip, and of course the Newark fans always showing out. And in fact, some of the Bradley fans tried to move into the student section here at Newark, but the students held firm and kept their spot. They have a good group here as well. But it is packed to the rafters and folks standing in both entrance ways, just to the side underneath the baskets. Some other media here as well. This is a big one. There's no other way to put it. And it should be a very interesting matchup tonight. Also, it will be interesting to see how the officials call this one. Do they let these teams play? Do they call it tight? There's no necessarily bad blood between these teams. Not like you see sometimes with Reynoldsburg and Pitt Central in regards to OCC Buckeye play. These two teams, they are well respected. They like each other very much. Coaches, in fact, Jay Quackenbush went over to speak to Hilliard Bradley's head coach for a little bit before the game. So it is a mutual respect for both of these teams, and it should be a good game. Starting tonight for Hilliard Bradley, and it's a young team, a lot of sophomores and juniors, but we're looking at Krypton Norris starting up front, along with Ben Murgon, who coach talked about both of those players. Also starting Jaden Reed Davis. He will start up front along with his brother Jordan Reed Davis. And rounding out the starting lineup for Bradley will be, looks like they're going to go with Eli Holy Cross. They have two players in there right now. We'll have to wait and see who actually comes out here. Tybron Brooks will start for the Cats along with Zach Meister, the two underclassmen, and then the seniors, Alex Irvin Royster, Ty Gilbert, and Jake Quackenbush, the same 5 that we have seen start all year for Bradley. I should say for Newark. Newark will be in their home white with the crimson trim. Jaguars in their visiting blue. And actually, Artisan Felix will be the final starter for the Jaguars. So it's Felix, 2 Reed Davises, Krypton Norris, and Ben Murdon. Cats will go right to left, getting follow instructions from coach. And now they go out on the floor, and we are set to go. Top two teams in the Central District. Just a few weeks away from tournament time, and you can feel this is one of those games that might just kind of give a glimpse to who's going to do what in postseason play. Newark and Hilliard-Bradley right here on Kate 98.7. Happy to have you with us on this Saturday night. Opening tip controlled by Newark, but right off the bat we're going to have an over and back as Jake controlled the tip, but he was in the front court and threw it into the back court, so that is the right call by the official. So actually, it will be Bradley basketball, but they will still have the alternate possession because Newark did control the tip. Jaden Reed-Davis will get it in to Murdon. Cats in their usual man-to-man defense. Jaden Reed-Davis has it top of the key. He'll swing it on the baseline. Murdon has it now top of the key. Now to Reed-Davis. That's Jordan Reed-Davis. He now will take it into the paint. Strong run up the glass. No good. Opt out of bounds. It'll stay with Bradley. Good defense, though, by Irvin Royster. Bradley probably wants to keep the tempo lower than Newark tonight. Both teams about even height-wise, so that's always good. Cats have just been tremendous on the boards all season long, have out-rebounded in every contest. Bradley swings the ball around. Murdon has it, top of the key. He'll take it into the paint on the right side. His runner is up, no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Cats with their first offensive possession. Here's Gilbert, left wing Royster. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake, outside the arc, dribbles to the right side, contact, no call. Here's Brooks on the right wing outside the arc. Up top, Gilbert. Ty has started so hot in first quarters recently. Quackenbush, nice bounce pass inside, but Bradley was there and makes the steal, and they'll bring it back. Jordan Reed-Davis off to Murdon. Murdon will swing it over to Jordan. Now looking inside, a double team. Good job by the Cats. Back up top. They'll swing it around. Here's a three on the way. No good. And Quackenbush with his second board. We're scoreless 90 seconds in. Not a surprise. Both these teams will make you work for offensive baskets. Meister, little wheel route. Now here's Gilbert out front. Ty looking inside. Nobody's there. Brooks right side. Brings it to the front. Quackenbush top of the key. Jake hands it off to Brooks. Ty Braun now to Irvin Royster. Back to Brooks. Launches a three off the back iron and a rebound by Bradley. They'll push a little bit with Norris. Here's Jordan Reed-Davis. They'll swing it over. Three on the way for Bradley. Way short. Loose ball gets to Irvin Royster. Quackenbush across the timeline. Here's Gilbert. Now Brooks. No score. 5.5 to play. Opening stanza. Meister. Left wing Royster. Outside the arc. They're going to give him that shot. Quackenbush looking to drive onto the elbow. Turns. Shoots. Nope. And the rebound by Bradley. So we remain scoreless. Jaden Reed-Davis with it. Dribbles to the left. And what do we got? We're going to have a foul on the baseline as Norris was driving that way. And it will be on Gilbert. That'll be his first and team foul number one. I think the first time this year we've not seen any points this late into a first quarter. 5:12 to go. And it is still empty buckets for both teams. Brady looking to get it in, and they do to Jordan Reed-Davis. Felix now over to Norris. Norris way out front. Nothing going on for Bradley right now. Now they're going the corner to Felix. Jaden Davis. Up top, Norris. Quackenbush guards him. Norris looking to drive left side. He's cut off. Now driving along the baseline. Shot blocked by Meister. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? It's going to be Bradley. Jaden Davis will drive baseline. In trouble. Fires up a runner. It won't go. Rebound, Quackenbush. 4.5 to play. We're still scoreless in this first quarter. Brooks, Gilbert, Ty thought about the three, now gives it off to Quackenbush. He'll launch the three. Bullseye! And Newark on the board first, 3-0 with 4:15 first quarter. A deep three by Jake, and he buries it. Jaden Davis over to Norris. Jordan Davis back to Norris, left wing. He wants to launch one. Meister's all over him. I mean, all over him. Great defense. Here's a double team. Quackenbush with the steal, but they're going to say knocked out of bounds. Great job by the sophomore. Couple substitutions coming in for Bradley. Saron Stewart checks in. And also checking in is Will Mahika. And it goes to Stewart. They'll swing it to Mahika, right wing. Looking inside, nothing's there. Close to a 5-second count. Here's Norris. He'll look to take it in. Again, here comes a quick double team. Cats are all over the place. Norris has it way out near the logo. 3:38 first quarter. 3-0 Newark. Bodie Smith has checked in for the Cats. Boy, this is just tremendous defense. Here's Jaden Davis, right wing. He gets open for a three. No good. Ball on the ground. Meister goes for it and gets it off to Gilbert. Cats looking to push a little bit. Quackenbush off to the left side. Jake now backing in. Takes it into the paint. Puts up the runner. No good. Meister saves it, though. Quackenbush gets it. Jake puts it back up. No foul called, and he was hammered. Well, they're letting him play. We wanted the question asked. At least right now they are. Deep three on the way. Short. Quackenbush battles inside. Rebound, though, goes to Bradley. Shot up. No good. Oh, they're just letting them both play. That time, Quackenbush got away with a foul. 3-0. Both fan bases not happy with the officiating, but it's consistent, and that's all you can ask for. Gilbert to Smith. Left wing, Meister. Meister up top, Brooks, guarded closely by Reed Davis. But Brooks takes it in off the glass. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to line for two. 2:31 in this first quarter. 3-0 Newark on a three by Jake Quackenbush. Tybron Brooks will go to the line for a couple. Foul is on Jaden Reed Davis, his first and Bradley's first. Brooks at the line. Tybron, 79% from the charity stripe. First one on the way. Yep. He has had a very solid, consistent season. And boy, was he something special in that Reynoldsburg game. Just took over in that second quarter. 4-0 Newark. Brooks tries to add the second foul shot. And should be a lane violation if he misses it, but he doesn't. So it's 5-0. Cats on top. 2.5 to play, first quarter. Bradley, I've got them as 0-7 from the floor. Stewart gives it off to Felix. Now they're trying to swing inside. Nobody's there, but a three is up. No good. Rebound, Meister. Zach will bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Quackenbush. 5-0 Newark. Now Smith has it out front. Bodie, left side, Meister. Back to Bodie. Smith, bounce past Quackenbush, right baseline. Swings at Brooks, left side. Tybron takes it to the foul circle. Now he'll bring it back out. Now to Meister. And Quackenbush and the Cats will reset. Left wing, Colton Peterson, who's checked in, gets it. Here's Brooks. Takes it up strong. No good, and the rebound by Bradley. That's good defense. Bradley still trying to break the point barrier here. It's 5-0. Shot on the way, and that's good. And it's Kipton Norris who gets the first two for the Jaguars. He's been wanting to get one up there. He finally does. 5-2 Newark. Low-scoring affair here in this first quarter. And the Cats are slowing things down. Now coach says, let's go. So Brooks says, all right. He'll dribble to the right side, off to Peterson. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake looking to take it in. He's double-teamed, in trouble. Now way out to Peterson. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Brooks gets a pick. Takes it to the left elbow. Fires up the runner. Got it. Brooks now with 4-7-2 Newark. 45 seconds remain, opening quarter. Norris across the timeline. Takes it to the foul circle. His runner, Pure. Try to get a body on him. Don't let him get cooking. He's got four, and it's 7-4 Cats as we are at 26 seconds to play. Brooks across the timeline. Cats look like they're going to hold for one here. And Bradley's going to be just fine with that. They're not coming out to pressure the basketball at all. 12 seconds. And 10 seconds. Brooks still out near half court. Tybron, between the legs dribble. Now takes it to the left side. Spins in the paint. Fires up a tough runner, but it goes! Oh, what a shot! And that's the way the quarter comes to an end. Tybron Brooks, look out. He's got six of the nine. Cats up by five, 9-4. Quarter number two on the way next on the home of the Cats. Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
9-4, Newark leads it. Bradley gets the ball to start quarter number two. Tybron Brooks with six. Jake Quackenbush with three. Kipton Norris has all four of the Jaguars' points. And because his name is Kipton, I guarantee you I will say Krypton at some point tonight. Not that I'm a huge Superman fan, but it's coming. So I apologize ahead of time. Bradley with the ball. Looking inside, and a steal by Quackenbush. Here comes Newark. Gilbert back in, left side. Ty swings it up top, Smith. Bodie. Dribbles to the right. Brooks on the right side. Up top, Irvin Royster. Hands it off to Gilbert. And they're going to call a moving screen on Alex. I think that was the right call. He wasn't set. That was a good call by the official. First one on Alex. Team foul number one in this second quarter. So Bradley gets the ball back. But those are the ones you always want to get a shot up every offensive possession. So that feels like a wasted opportunity there. Shot in the paint, no good by Bradley, but they do get the rebound and launch a three, no good. They're now 0-5 from three. Rebound Brooks. Brooks off to Gilbert, right side. Brooks takes it to the top of the key. Again, penetrates, layup, good. Oh, he's so quick with that first step. And now he has just exploded for 8 points. It's 11-4 Newark, their largest lead. Norris, left elbow, fires short again. A lot of their shots have been short. He now launches from 25. That wasn't. Timeout, Newark, and coach is hot. 11-7, Cats lead at 6:48 to go, second quarter. This is Newark basketball on Kate 98.7.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock hit.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hard to get upset with a defense that has been so spectacular all season long, but Coach was. Calls that timeout, and we'll see what happens. 11-7, Newark with the basketball, up by four. Norris has all seven of Bradley's points, and that was a deep trifecta. Quackenbush swings it. Smith, a three. Nope. Irvin Royster battles inside. It's going to stay right here. He got position, and he will get the foul on Darby, or I should say Bradley. That'll be Felix. His first team foul, number one, in the second quarter. Meister back in, and Smith will seat. So it's Brooks, Quackenbush, Meister, Irvin Royster, and Gilbert. Little battle inside. Now we're set. Brooks looking to inbound it. Does to Gilbert. Ty launches a three. Around, no good. Quackenbush inside, battles. Takes it away and gets fouled. Just wanted it more right there, did the senior. And he will go to the line for two. Foul is on Jordan Reed Davis. That'll be his first. Team foul number two. Jake at the line. Foul shot, no good. Jake, 80% from the charity stripe. Peterson back in. Irvin Royster will sit. 11-7, Newark by four. Quackenbush now ready for the second foul shot. Lines it up. And that one bounces off the front and does go home. So Jake now with 4 points. And it's 12-7, Newark by five. Murgon. Off it goes to Norris. Way out on the left side. Now Felix has it. Murgon left side outside the arc. Brooks guards him. Here's Norris. Double teamed. Quackenbush now on Norris. Norris wants it. He wants it every time. Very close to a 5-second call, but he does give it off to Jaden Reed Davis. He'll swing it to his brother Jordan. Fires up the runner. Nope. Rebound Quackenbush. Here comes Meister across the timeline. Now Jake thought about the three. Hands it off to Meister. Swings it Brooks. Left side. Peterson open a three. Oh, it spins in and out. That looked real good. Here comes Murgon. Oh, nice scoop up and in. That was a pretty play right there by the junior. 12-9, Newark by three. 5:15, second quarter. Heavyweight battle right here between two of the best, not just in Central Ohio, but all of Ohio. Gilbert spins, shoots, no good. He's off to a slow start. Here comes Bradley. Jaden Davis gives it off to Norris. Norris launches a three. Nope. Rebound Quackenbush. I think Jake's already got 7 rebounds. Working hard underneath. 12-9 Newark, 4:40 remains second quarter. Peterson, now Quackenbush, Meister left side. Here's Brooks, they'll swing it. Peterson launches another three. That one is staying in. He should have two. The first one looked real good, but he gets that one to stay. He's got three, and it's 15-9 Newark. Jordan Davis up top, Norris. Norris. Right wing, Davis. And Bradley wants a timeout. They're not happy. Not happy with their offensive movement. We'll keep it right here at 4:12 remaining second quarter, 15-9 Newark. Our next broadcast, well, this is a big one. Tuesday will be a big one on the girls' side as Newark hosts Pickerington Central, basically for the league championship. Central is unbeaten. Newark is just one game behind. We'll have it right here for you on K98.7. Pregame at approximately 7:15 and tip-off at 7:30. Jack Pertell's group, big win last night here at the Jimmy. They took care of Canal Winchester 72-29. They have won 9 of their last 10, and their only loss in that was to state-ranked Margaretta in the Classic up in Berlin Highland by 3, 39-36 on a buzzer beater at the end. So they have played extremely well since being 4-5 at one point. That should be a good one Tuesday night. Pitt Central Newark girls basketball here on Tate 98.7. Bradley will inbound it, trailing by six, 15-9. Murgon has it out near the logo. Gives it to Stewart, who is checked back in. Stewart over to Norris. Norris roaster right on him. He'll take it into the paint, though. Gets away, puts up the runner. Good, and one. As they're saying, it's a block on Peterson. Norris is just kind of taking over for Bradley now offensively. He's got 9 of their 11 and has a chance for 10. Foul on Peterson will be his first. And that'll be team foul number 2 in this second quarter for the Cats. So Norris at the line. And he's left-handed, but shot that runner that got him the three-point play with his right hand. So nothing like being ambidextrous. Spell that in a spelling bee. 15-12, Cats by 3. 3:45, second quarter. Gilbert left side, up top Quackenbush. Right wing Brooks. Now Gilbert top of the key. Ty takes it into the paint, has it knocked away. Rebound, off it goes to Bradley. Here's Jaden Davis. Looking, he gets the ball back at 3:25, and the Jaguars down by 3. Norris, right now, Cats really can't control him. And he's looking to score every time. Murgon has it right side outside the arc, up top Davis. He'll look to take it into the paint. Runner, did he walk? He did. Turnover. Very few turnovers in this game so far. We started with one right off the jump, but since then it's been pretty clean basketball. Hard-nosed basketball, but pretty clean. Cats have it up by 3, 15-12 at 3:08, second quarter. Brooks hands it off to Peterson, up top Gilbert. Ty, yet to score. Meister, top of the key. Right side, Brooks outside the arc. Peterson out front. Colton looking for something. Not much going on offensively so far on this possession. Cats will take their time. 15-12. Brooks out front. Tybron takes it right side. Runner, yep. You give him a step, just forget it. Just forget it. He's got 10, matching Norris, 17-12. Cats have had the lead throughout. And it's usually been around the five-point range. Norris takes it in, kisses it off the glass. Right now, he is unstoppable. And you can see coach's wheels turning, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? He's got 12 of his team's 14. 2 minutes to play, second quarter. Brooks takes it to the left side, spins, nobody open. Now Quackenbush comes free, jumper good. That was a good offensive set there by the Cats. Jake now with 6, and it's back to 5 at 19-14. Where would Bradley be without Norris's heroics so far in this first half? Murgon off to Norris. Looking inside, it's Davis. Davis double team, now gets it to Stewart. He loses the handle, and Quackenbush picks up the loose ball for Newark. 19-14, Cats lead it by 5. Brooks across the timeline at 1:18. Cats being a little bit more patient here. Brooks, again, looking to drive, spins, and what do we got? A travel? We do. Just a little bit out of control. Still the right move, though. Bodie Smith will come in, and Peterson will sit. Colton a little frustrated because he's guarded Norris and he's done a good job. Norris is just hitting shots. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Cats by 5, 19-14 as we come up on 1 minute to play before halftime. Here's Norris. Murgon, who's yet to score. Jaden Davis. Back to Murgon, right side. 50 seconds to play before the break. Jordan Davis. Looking inside, I'm not sure where that was. Kind of shot put at it, and the Winter Olympics are coming, not the Summer Olympics. Turnover. So Bradley, a couple of back-to-back TOs, and see if Newark can capitalize here at 47.6. Urban Royster back in. Boy, I'd love to get Gilbert a three-pointer here before the break, if at all possible. 19-14, Cats by 5. Brooks in the backcourt still. Now Quackenbush across the timeline. Swings it to Brooks. Tyburn out near half court. Brooks. Now Gilbert. On the right side. He'll take it to the top. 22 seconds. Cats playing for one here. 15 seconds to go. Brooks out near half court. Tyburn looking to go one-on-one here. 10 seconds. Brooks still looking to drive at 7. Now here's Quackenbush right side. He'll take a baseline. Hang, shoot, got it! Oh, big shot. Fired up at the buzzer. No good. Cats have done that all season long. They hit a shot before the break. This time it's Quackenbush, and Newark extends their lead at 21-14 here at halftime. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the home of the Cats, K98.7.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
When you need tires, whether it's for a Civic, an F-150, farm equipment, or a whole fleet of trucks, Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has everything you need to stay reliable on the road. At Ohio Tire Sales, tires have been in our family since 1951. We balance, rotate, patch, fix, and replace fast. Get advice you can trust from the real experts in tires and the best prices around. Visit OhioTireSales.com or drive straight to us under the bridge near Everett Park now.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Quick moving first half. Brian Mays here at the Jimmy. Newark leads at 21-14. It was 9-4 after one, and the Cats expand that 5-point lead with the two more, thanks to Jake Quackenbush's runner at the just about the buzzer of that first half to make it a 21-14 score. Hilliard Bradley led by Kipton Norris, 12 of his team's 14 points. He has really been getting it done so far for Hilliard Bradley. For the Cats, 10 points for Tyburn Brooks, just again going right to the rack and getting layups. 8 points for Jay Quackenbush and 3 points for Colton Peterson. 21-14, Newark leads it. Our halftime now continues with our ONN halftime segment from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
The state of Ohio could be getting closer to shot clock implementation in high school basketball. The Buckeye State's one of 18 currently without a shot clock, but the conversation's heated up in recent years. Most recently, representatives from the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association met with officials from the Ohio High School Athletic Association to move forward the discussion of statewide shot clock implementation. Dave Papur will be my guest. He covers high school sports at the Columbus Dispatch. Dave and I will discuss the latest in the shot clock debate and what's next for high school hoops in the Buckeye State. That's next. This is the Ohio News Network.
In Ohio, public education matters. And every day, Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to call for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child can thrive. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing, and on behalf of our nearly 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio. And Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine set broken bones, perform wound care, and remove bunions. Common health issues that they treat include ingrown or fungal nails, corns, warts, and skin problems like athlete's foot. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? To find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. Dave Papura is my guest. He covers high school sports at the Columbus Dispatch. On the weekend before Martin Luther King Day, several events around Ohio will have high school boys and girls basketball games utilize a 35-second shot clock. Those events, including the Holiday Hoopla Festival back in December, receive special permission from the Ohio High School Athletic Association to use a shot clock. Ohio is one of 18 states that currently does not utilize the shot clock in their high school basketball contests. Dave says he thinks the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association wanted to meet with the OHSAA in early January to discuss the future use of the shot clock for all high school basketball games in the Buckeye State.
I actually talked to the OHSBCA representative before the meeting. I get the feeling, and a lot of coaches seem to feel the same way, that we are 2 to 3 years away from implementing this. Because last year we only had the one event, that shot clock shootout up in Canton. This year we have 5 of them, with the shot clock shootout again, the Holiday Hoopla that was the weekend before Christmas here in Columbus, and the 3 for Martin Luther King Day. And so that's a total of 5. Who's to say it's not going to expand next year? I just think there's such a groundswell of support for this. Far more, I think, than there was for NIL, at least from an administrative standpoint. Although those are the folks that have to worry about how much the clocks cost, who's going to run them, things like that. But I just get the feeling that the more games we see with high schoolers playing with the shot clock, that just increasingly moving in that direction. And at some point, this is going to become a reality like it has for over 30 other states.
Dave, when I've spoken with the OHSAA about the shot clock, they have pointed to the cost of the technology for it, the training of people to actually run the clock during the games, and to properly coordinate all of that is something that some schools just aren't ready for. Have you heard similar pushback towards that? And what would you say, you know, at a statewide level, could that be overcome?
Oh, I think so. I think at some level, yes. I've heard less of those concerns as time has gone on. I mean, I talked to a lot of area coaches for a story right about this time 2 years ago in 2024. The feeling toward and against a shot clock was a lot more evenly split than it seems to be now. I think some coaches feel it's not necessary, and some of those coaches also are the ones who are happy playing 50 to 40 games. I think there's a lot to be said for that. That's every bit as fun, much fun basketball as it is to watch an 80 to 70 game. That's where you're going to have to adjust your strategy. You're going to have to go a little more up-tempo if you only have 35 seconds to get off a shot. And of course, a lot of teams are going to get off shots in way less than 35 seconds. Those are the ones who are going to welcome it. Those are the ones who aren't even going to think about the shot clock being up there.
Dave adds in his reporting that the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association, or OHSBCA for short, sent a survey to coaches last fall asking their thoughts on the shot clock. Of the 1,120 responses, about 75% of boys' high school coaches and 65% of girls' high school coaches were in favor of some sort of shot clock. Daktronix is a popular scoreboard and shot clock manufacturer. The company has digital clocks for sale around $3,000. That and hiring someone to train and operate it are barriers for some schools around the state and the country. The discussion of the shot clock will only continue more into 2026. Read Dave Papura's high school sports coverage over at dispatch.com. Also give him a follow on social media at DP_dispatch. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Eric Reeser.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. For juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, the delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the third quarter here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Cats lead at 21-14. Newark will get the ball to start this second half. Holding Hilliard Bradley to 6 of 21 from the floor, 28%. 1 of 3 from 3, 14%. The Cats, 2 of 6 from 3 at 33%. 6 of 15 at 40% from the field. Quackenbush, Brooks, Meister, Gilbert, and Irvin Royster. 10 points for Brooks, 8 points for Quackenbush, 3 for Colton Peterson. Hopefully Ty Gilbert can get going here in the second half. Brooks takes it in strong, and he got hit, no call. Knocked out of bounds, it'll go back over to Bradley. So Brooks being aggressive. Coach working the officials. That did look like a lot of harm on that drive by Ty Braun. But again, they've called it fairly consistent on both sides. Steal by Irvin Royster. Off to Quackenbush. Jay takes it on the left side. Double team. Off to Gilbert. Three on the way. No good. And the rebound by Mergon for Bradley. 21-14, our score remains. Starting this third quarter, 40 seconds in. Mergon over to Jaden Davis. To his brother Jordan. Now Mergon left side outside the arc. He gets a pick from Felix. Back up top, Davis. To Davis's play catch. Now Mergon tries to take it into the paint. He's double teamed. Jordan Davis, open three. Got it. 3-pointer to open up this second half and the lead down to 4, 21-17. Meister. Here's Irvin Royster right side. Up top, Gilbert. Now Brooks, left side. Up top, Irvin Royster. Alex takes it in strong. Off the iron, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line. They gave him the lane, and he took full advantage of it. So he will go to the line for two. Foul was on Felix, his second, team foul number one. Royster's first foul shot, off the back iron, no good. Rebounding in that first half, Newark had 15 and Hilliard Bradley with 11. Second foul shot, also off the back iron, and Cats go 0 of 2 from the charity stripe and stays 21-17. Norris, who had 12 points in that first half. Off to Jordan Davis. Now Jaden Davis. Here's Felix, top of the key. Now Mergon gets a couple picks. Keeps his dribble right side, outside the arc. Jaden Davis. Long possession here. Now Jordan, left side, outside the arc. Swings it to his brother, who's along the baseline. Spins. Corner it goes. Here's a three. Good by Felix. And the seven-point lead, just like that, is down to one. 21-20, and the Bradley fans come to their feet. Brooks. Now here's Meister, top of the key. Loses the handle, gets it back. Hands it off to Gilbert. Ty, back up top, Brooks, near half court. Gets a pit from Quackenbush, drives to the left side. Meister launches a three, short, Irvin Royster, good offensive rebound. Alex goes up, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Irvin Royster keeping the possession alive. That's what he does. Foul is on Felix. That'll be his third, so he's the first player on either team in foul trouble. And Irvin Royster back to the line where he just missed two. He's 44% from the charity stripe. First one, got it. So Alex dents the scoring column, and it's 22-20. Senior's ready for the second foul shot. Newark has led so far the entire game, but the lead is only two, and now it makes it three if he hits both foul shots. 23-20, Newark. 5-20. Number one and number two in Central District going at it here at the Jimmy tonight, and it's not been disappointing at all. Norris. Meister guards him. Left side, Murgon. Up top, Jordan Davis. Near steal by Royster. Jaden Davis, though, gets it back. He dribbles to the right side, spins, cut off. In the corner, three on the way. No good. Rebound, Quackenbush. That was a good look. Chance for the first tie of the night, but Newark gets the rebound and has the three-point lead. Brooks, left side. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake, double teamed, has it knocked away, gets it back. Fade away, short. Rebound, Bradley. Mirdon. Nice bounce pass inside to Davis. Gives it back to Norris. Gilbert guards him now. He's on a double team. Norris trying to push off inside. Very physical. What do we got? They're going to say on the floor, foul on Gilbert. Probably could have went either way there. But usually that will be called on the defense. Second foul on Gilbert. Coach Quack pleading his case, as he should. Baseline out of bounds for the Jaguars. 23-20 Newark, 4:21. And it goes. Three on the way. Nope. Loose ball. Quackenbush gets another rebound. On his way to another double-double. Meister. Left side. Up top, Brooks. Tybron takes it into the paint. Puts up the runner and got it. Tybron with 12, and the Cats back up by 5 at 25-20. Oh, is he getting physical with Norris and Gilbert? Ty's got to be careful, though. He's got two fouls. Murgon to Norris. Up top, Jordan Davis. Bounce pass, it goes to Murgon, right side. Double teamed, in trouble. Looks underneath, he's got a man open. Nice pass inside to Davis, got it. Jordan Davis. And it's 25-22. Cats by three. Quackenbush, top of the key. Here's Gilbert, now to Meister, 3:18. Gilbert looks to take it in. His shot is blocked by Norris. Now don't get the frustration foul. Gilbert's got to be close. Possible travel, no call, and what do we got? Going to have a foul on Newark. We'll take a break at 3:09, third quarter, 25-22. Cats, this is the home of Newark basketball, gate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Foul on Irvin Royster was his second. And while we were away, Coach Quackenbush decided to call a timeout as well. So Newark's lead is at 3, 25-22, with 3:09 remaining in this third quarter. Again, it does not get any easier for the Cats after this. Tuesday on the road at Pitt Central. Friday at Taze Valley. It'll be a doubleheader with the girls. Then next Friday after that at Reynoldsburg before they end the regular season home here against arch rival Lancaster, which will have for you here on Kate 98.7. So you've got this matchup against the number two team in the district, and then three straight lead road games. Not going to be easy, but the Cats, they love the opportunity. After the timeout, here's Norris. Had 12 points in the first half, has not scored yet in this third quarter, but he can get it going at any time. Murgon from about 28, no good, and hits the top of the back support. I can't believe that would be the shot they wanted there. Gilbert had a short break. He'll come back in. Peterson will take a seat. Bodie Smith also in for the Cats. 25-22. Probably will be the lowest scoring game of the season for both teams. Newark averages about 66, and Bradley averages 60, but it will take a monumental collapse by these defenses to see that happen tonight, and I don't think it's going to happen. Foul is on Murgon. That'll be his first team foul, number three. Cats have two team fouls in this third quarter. 2.5 to play. Quarter number three, Cats up 25-22. They led 21-14 at halftime. Meister. Here's Brooks. Inside Quackenbush. Meister launches a three. Short. And the rebound by Norris. Norris across the timeline. Takes it into the foul circle. Nice pass underneath. And the basket good by Will Mojica. And it's down to one, closest it's been, 25-24. Jaguars having a very strong third quarter here at the Jimmy. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Smith inside Quackenbush has it knocked away. Bradley has a chance now to take their first lead of the game. Davis takes it into the paint, more open than what he thought, but Murgon's open for a wide open three. They got it. 27-25, the Jaguars. Almost doubling their output in the first half. And Coach Quackenbush wants to call another timeout. And you can hear these Bradley fans. Very impressive third quarter. Moving the ball. And that time, I think, maybe taking Newark a little bit off guard with their transition. And they now take a 27-25 lead with 1:34 to go in this third quarter. And the thing you like for the Jaguars is they've had five different players score in this third quarter after it was the Kipton Norris show in the first half when he had 12 of his team's 14. Meanwhile, for the Cats, they've only been able to score 4 points, one basket, Tyron Butch's layup, and the two foul shots by Alex Irvin Royster. Other than that, no points. So it's a 13-4 third quarter advantage for the Jaguars to take the two-point lead. And you don't see Coach take a lot of timeouts, but obviously trying to find the right formula at this point. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Cats trailing for the first time tonight. Ty Gilbert tries to answer. He cannot. And the rebound by the Jaguars. And it's Norris. Gilbert averaging 15.5 per game has yet to score. And the Jaguars on a run here. Looking inside. Shot no good inside by Norris. That's probably his easiest shot all night. Rebound Cats. Brooks hands off to Meister. Meister over to Peterson. Out front. Now top of the key, Brooks. Tyron has been the main offensive weapon tonight. Here's Quackenbush out front. Back to Meister. Left side. Good defense here by Bradley. 45 seconds to go. Third quarter. Gilbert looking to get going. Shot no good. But he was fouled, and maybe getting to the line will help get him off the schneid here. Foul is on Mojica. That'll be his first. Team foul number four. Gilbert at the line with 43 seconds to go. Third quarter. First foul shot is good. So his first point on the evening. And it's 27-26. Bradley by a point. Both coaches shouting out instructions. Second foul shot. We're tied. Tie on the board with two. 27 apiece. 38 seconds to play. Third quarter. See if Bradley plays for one. Jaden Davis off to Murgon, left side. Outside the arc. Over to Jordan Davis. Back to Murgon near half court. 25 seconds. Cats can be aggressive. They only have two team fouls. Gilbert cannot, though. He's got two. He's on Davis. Now to Murgon. 12 seconds. Murgon way out front still. Off it goes to Mojica. Now it's Norris. Now Murgon at 5 seconds. Looks to take it in. Over to Davis along the baseline. Tries to spin away. Nobody there. Shot blocked by Quackenbush. And that's the way the buzzer in the third quarter will end. Well, when you're number one and number two, it should come down to the fourth quarter, right? 8 minutes to go. We're tied at 27. Come back for the fourth, won't you? On the home of the Cats, K98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
27 apiece here between Newark and Hilliard-Bradley as the Cats try to stay undefeated. But Bradley giving them all they want with a very strong third quarter, erasing a 7-point deficit at halftime. Steal by Meister right off the bat. Ball on the ground. What do we got? Jump ball. It'll go over to the Cats. ...27-27... These teams battled last year. 3-point victory for Newark at Bradley on a buzzer beater by Jake Quackenbush. Will we have the same type of result here at the Jimmy? Here's Brooks, right side, inside Quackenbush. Jake spins it to Gilbert. Takes it into the paint. Tough runner. Got it. Needed those two foul shots to get him going. He's now got four, and it's 29-27. Cats regain the lead by two. Jordan Davis. Check that. Jaden Davis up top. Here's Murgon. Drives baseline. Nowhere to go, but then he finds Felix underneath. Gets it and one. Didn't think there was any room there, but they were able to find Felix. And he gets to the line and gets a chance for the three-point play. Foul on Quackenbush, his first. Felix now has got five pretty important points here. Make it six. Had a three in that third quarter. Now a three-point play here in quarter number four. And the Jaguars regain the lead at 30-29. Here's Gilbert. Takes it to the foul circle. Peterson, open three. Nope. And the rebound by Davis of Bradley. He'll bring it across the timeline to the left side. Takes it into the paint. Knocked away. Peterson's got it. Ahead to Quackenbush. Jay trying to beat the team up. Puts it up. No good. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. 4-2. Good defense. And fans are not happy on the Bradley side about that call. And Quackenbush will go to the line for two. Jake has got 8 points. And make it 9. First point in the second half. Tied back at 30. Bodie Smith comes back in. Peterson will sit. 6:45, fourth quarter. Little tense here on Gary Walters' court at the moment. Quackenbush now in double figures, so he's going to get himself a double-double once again. And Newark regains the lead. Back and forth we go, 31-30. Norris has been quiet, but he gets it now with a runner. It falls off the iron. Boy, that bounced 5 times on the rim, and it comes off. Brooks into the lane, got it. Time out, Bradley. Play starting to rock. Cats by 3, 6:24, fourth quarter. This is the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tuesday night, Lady Cat basketball. Newark entertains Pitt Central for first place in the OCC Buckeye. Pregame at approximately 7:15. Tip-off at 7:30 here on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7. Timeouts remaining. Newark has 2 and Bradley now 3 after they used one right there. The Cats on a little 4-0 spurt to take the 33-30 lead. Bradley will have the ball when we resume play here. Newark coming in 17-0. Bradley 15-2. Again, 1-2 in the Central District. Tournament atmosphere, and it is not disappointed. Jaden Davis takes it into the paint. Now to his brother Jordan. Up top, Jaden. Outside the arc. Here's Felix. Nice move in the paint. Swings it. And what do we got? Offensive foul. And they had an open 3, but Felix a little bit out of control. And I believe that is his 4th personal foul. Mojica will come in. And Felix will have to sit. 6 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Newark 33 and Bradley 30. Brooks will bring it across the timeline. Hard fought, slugfest, slobber knocker, whatever you want to call it. It's been a dandy. Gilbert looking inside. Quackenbush open. Quackenbush scores. Got his man on his hip, and that was an easy deuce for Jake. And the Cats back up by 5 at 35-30. Davis, left wing. Important time here, an important possession here for the Jaguars. They've been able to take the lead twice, but now it's back up to 5. Murgon, nice pass. Here's Norris in the paint. Double team, puts up the shot, got it. He was not going to be denied there. His first 2 in this second half after scoring 12 in the first half. 35-32 Newark. Plenty of time left. 5:07. Brooks, top of the key. Quackenbush. Jake hands it off to Gilbert, top of the key. Jake now over to Meister. Looking inside, Quackenbush. And he is held by Jaden Davis. So that will be team foul number 3. Jaden will have his 2nd. Double bonus at the 5 foul mark. 5 minutes exactly to go. 35-32 Newark. Quackenbush will inbound it underneath the basket. Looks to get it in. He does to Gilbert. Tile on the baseline. Nice scoop to Quackenbush. Up blocked by Davis. Out of bounds, and it will be Jaguar basketball. Great block by Davis, as it looked like Jake had an easy 2, but he recovered quickly and made the block, and then it went out on Quackenbush. And the Jaguars right back, trailing by 3. You've got to think this is going to be Norris's time. He takes it into the paint, puts up a runner, short, loose ball. Who's going to get it? It will be Meister. Good swarming defense there by the Cats. 4.5 to play, fourth quarter, 35-32 Newark. Brooks out near half court. Cats taking a little air out of here of this basketball. Brooks. And a near steal by Mergon, and he's able to get it. And nice scoop to Norris. 1-point game. Cross-court pass. You don't want to do that against a good team like Bradley. And they made Newark pay, and it's down to one with half of this fourth quarter remaining. Cats have not had a turnover like that in a long time in this one. Brooks, left side. Here's Gilbert. Tie a three. Bullseye! That was huge. 38-34, Cats. Can Davis answer? Nope. Quackenbush rebound. Boy, that would have been a big response by the Jaguars. Brooks takes it into the paint. Hangs, shoots, scores! Timeout Bradley, and this place is rocking. You just can't let up against the junior. He's got 16, and it's 40-34. Cats lead it. Bradley with the timeout. So each team now with two timeouts to go. Cats with only one team foul in this fourth quarter, so they can remain to be aggressive. Bradley's got three, so they have a little bit of wiggle room, not nearly as much as Newark, but it is a 6-point game. So it was down to 34-33, and the Cats have been able to rally now. A huge three by Gilbert. Brooks then takes it into the paint, and the Cats now up by six at 40-34. Just a tremendous basketball game here at the Jimmy. They were trying to match that start from 2016-2017 when they went 18-0 and could get to that mark here with a victory tonight over Bradley. And then the fun on the road. Pick Central, Taze Valley, Reynoldsburg, then home to Lancaster. The draw, by the way, is the 21st of February. And you got to think the winner of this game inside track to be the top seed. All right, here comes Bradley. Norris swings it to Mergon. He fires a three. No good, but he's fouled by Gilbert. Oh, that's a killer. That shot was way off. Gilbert gets his third foul. And that will send the Jaguars to the line. The clock stops and a chance for three foul shots. So Mergon at the line gets the first.
Models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride. So come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
A thriller here at the Jimmy. Heartbreak as well, as the Cats' undefeated season is no longer, but a lot to play for still down the road. But the Cats now 17-1 after Hilliard Bradley comes in here and gets a 43-41 victory Cats led by 7 at halftime, 21-14. The Jaguars, a very strong third quarter, went to 27-all as we entered the fourth quarter, and just a back-and-forth tussle. Up and down we went. Cats were able to get it up to 4 points and then led 41-38 late. But Tipton Norris hits a huge three to tie it, and then the Cats were not able to inbound the basketball. That gave Hilliard Bradley one chance at 38.7. I'm going to get to that in a minute. 38.7, they took it down, took a shot with about 1.5 seconds to go. It was short, but Norris was right there. He was able to put it off the glass at the buzzer to get the victory for the Jaguars, 43-41. And the reason I say the 38.7, it was 38.5 when the five-second call was. They were running the clock down from a minute, and it stopped at 38.7. And that 0.2 of a second was the difference for Hilliard Bradley to get the victory. Again, not going to make it controversial, but it is what it is, and they took advantage, good for them, of that extra 0.2 of a second to get the victory. Norris, he led the way, 25 points. He had 12 in the first half, did not score in the third quarter, but then exploded for huge shots in the fourth quarter and finishes with 25. 6 points for Anderson Felix, 5 points each for Jordan Davis and Ben Mergeron, 3 points for Jaden Davis, 2 points for Will Mahita. For the Cats, they were led 16 points for Tybron Brooks, 13 points for Jade Quackenbush. Unofficially, I had him with 11 rebounds as well. 9 points for Ty Gilbert after not scoring in the first half. Ty did have a much better second half and finishes with 9. 2 points for Irvin Royster and a three-pointer for Colton Peterson, rounding out the scoring. So, again, you don't have a lot of opportunities when games live up to the hype, but this one definitely did. It would not surprise anybody whatsoever if we saw these teams meet again with a chance to go to the state tournament in a regional final matchup, because you would think they would be posted against or in different regions, separate areas, so they wouldn't have to face each other again until a chance to go to UD Arena and play for the state. So the Cats now, it's one's going to hurt a little bit. You want to stay undefeated. You played well enough to win tonight, just coming up a bit short. But you don't have a lot of time to sit and sulk about it, and these seniors and coach won't do it, because they got to be back on the horse Tuesday at Pitt Central, Friday at Taze Valley, then they'll have a week before they go to Reynoldsburg, and then we'll close out the regular season at home against Lancaster. They still have a one-game lead over the Berg for the OCC Buckeye, and you know they want to capture that league championship. So a lot to play for in the next 4 games, so let this one sting a little bit overnight into Sunday, and then get back at it and get ready for the Tigers, which you know this Newark program will do. So they are now 17-1. Bradley improves to 16-2. Our next broadcast will be this Tuesday on the girls' side, as the Lady Cats look to get into a tie with Pickerington Central for first place in the OCC Buckeye as they host the Tigers. Pregame at 7:15 here from the Jimmy, and the tip-off at 7:30. Alyssa and CJ, great job back at the station. We hope you enjoyed this one, folks. It was a fun one. Even though we came up on the short end of the stick, Wildcats will rebound once again. Have a great rest of your Saturday evening and weekend, everybody. Again, your final from the Jimmy, Hilliard Bradley 43, Newark 41. This is Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Tries baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.